This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. Very nice. It's called Starving. Which is not nice. Obviously, no one wants to starve. Hey, Tools, come in here. Grab a seat, dude. How are you? It's not nice to starve, but that's a good song. I like it. What can I say? Zed, what's going on with my microphone here? What the hell's happening here?
I don't know.
Testing, testing. One, two.
This is supposed to be a professional establishment.
Gareth, you're not meant to rough it up.
I swear this thing is... I have to actually hit the damn thing to make it work properly. Hello? Hello? Am I sounding all right?
I can hear you in my head.
You sounded fine the whole time.
Did you hear?
You just, it's just violence. It's now just violence. There's nothing technical about this.
We just moved into a brand new studio on this side, and for January, we did our first show on Monday in this studio, and everything looked so new and shiny, and now I'm starting to get annoyed at the equipment already.
Oh, dear. Okay,
took all of 2 days. How are you, Tulani?
I'm very well. How are you, guys?
Good, dude. It's nice to see you.
Yeah.
When last did I see you?
Oh, gosh.
That was ages ago.
I think it was in passing in your old studio.
I brought up the celebrity thing just a moment ago. We can get into that just now. First of all, to let people know, I mean, for some reason, you are the go-to guy. You're like a connector between all the celebrities, the sports celebrities.
Yeah.
The TV people, the radio people, the fashion people, you're in the middle of that.
I am.
How did you end up in that position? You're like the go-to guy. Everybody knows you.
God, like, maybe I was an obsessed stalker fan, I guess. I don't know. No, I'm joking.
Maybe you were. Don't be embarrassed.
And that's really okay.
No. You know, Gareth, I've got the gift of the gab. You know, everybody that I meet and I see and I interact with, I always make sure that, A, I'm memorable. And I'm not boring, so that you'll always remember me. But I have a great network base, and I've always been able to network and meet new people, no matter where they are. And celebrity, sports, or whatever, I treat people equally because no one is better than the rest. Oh, that sounds so Mother Teresa, but...
I was really excited to hear from you until you said that. I'm sorry, I fell asleep in the last sentence. What was that? No, I think it's, you know, it's an interesting time because I was watching last year with the U.S. election. Every celebrity in America was on the side of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
All of them. They all pitched up at her rallies. They were singing for free at her shows. They were pledging her support. They were interviewing her on every talk show they could. She was absolutely being leaned into by celebrities, and they all thought, well, their influence is going to be a shoe-in for her.
Absolutely.
To push her over the final stretch.
Yeah.
And it should have been, by all intents, and by all calculations, it should have been a slam dunk for her. But it turns out in the end, ordinary Americans don't care about Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Beyonce, and Jay-Z's ideas. They don't care about their opinions. They want to buy their songs.
Yeah.
They don't mind watching them on stage, but they understand their entertainers. They could care less for their opinions.
Correct.
Do you think that's kind of happening more and more?
Absolutely. I think, you know, when Barack came into power, he did have the celebrity vote, and it was powerful for him. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, the main American culture related to him and to the celebrities. But now... that asshole has now spoken to middle America.
You mean Trump?
Yeah.
Talking about Obama. I was going to say, we can have some.
No. But I mean, Trump now has spoken to middle America in a way that says, make America great again, because, you know, he's speaking to them in such a way, I don't know, that they can relate to.
Yeah. And they can't relate to Meryl Streep
or Beyonce or Jay-Z, you know, those guys cannot. But celebrity influence is definitely a thing, you know.
Well, it's your business, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right.
So how do you measure what kind of, because we talk about influence. So you could reach a lot of people if you got the right celebrity on your side. And that could obviously, you could charge money for that, and they can make some money, and brands can be associated with that. That's what the business is that you're in.
Absolutely.
But how do you measure the actual influence? Because it's not how many people follow someone on Twitter. That's not their influence. Someone might have
100 followers,
yeah,
and they may be influential, more influential than someone with 1,000.
Absolutely. So for me, I've always thought that, yeah, it's not the amount of followers that you have, or you know, you have a million followers on some platform, it's, and you post something and then everyone's going to buy it. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Your talkability, and if you can, I know, endorse a product authentically, and people say, "Oh, I really, actually, really love Nike."
Yeah,
I'm going to, because you know, Tiger Woods.
So it's also got to do with the way that you do it.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah. So, and that's where brands need to focus on, is that having authentic relationship with their celebrity and the way they are portrayed in the media and to the public.
So, like, who do you care about from an opinion and influence point of view? I mean, who are you watching? Because this is your business.
Yeah.
So whatever you're doing, now the rest of us are going to copy you. You know that.
Go on. Internationally, I would definitely say, for myself, Kanye West.
Yeah.
What is it about Kanye West? He's got that thing. What is that thing? Like, what is it about him?
I don't know. He's volatile, and you never know what's going to happen.
He's
yeah.
like Donald Trump. That's why they like each other.
Absolutely. As much as I do not like them, the Kardashians,
You don't? I thought you were a major fan of the Kardashians.
No,
not?
No.
Okay, what puts you off them, and why do you think you still need to listen to them?
I think that their medium, they have really changed the way of PR and celebrity. Yeah. They are, you know,
they've made being famous for being famous
exactly.
a thing. Yeah.
You know, when Paris Hilton made Kimberly famous, she was the one that put Kim Kardashian on the map. And
I like how you call her Kimberly. Nobody's ever called her that.
That's her real name. I would refuse to. I refuse to condone.
And she and Paris Hilton obviously have something in common in that they both had sex tapes.
Absolutely. And that was the years of where girls would come out of the limousines with and their chochas.
The whole beaver would
yes,
be flashed.
You know, that those days are gone now, you know.
No, now you can look up naked pictures of anyone.
Exactly. Locally, Bonang.
Yeah.
But
is she authentic? Because a lot of people say she's completely the opposite of authentic. She's one person in public and for her sponsors, and another person when she's behind closed doors.
I've seen her both, and I've known her for a long time.
She's
so
a friend of yours?
Yes.
Okay.
So I can't really, comment on that.
That's not my opinion, that's just what people say.
Of course, I respect that, and I'm sure people do. Who else locally?
Yeah, you see, there's not that many, right?
No. Also, I'm seasoned, Gareth. I mean, we've known each other for so long. So I'm like, really?
God, this microphone's dry. Oh, there. Now we're back in business.
You know it's all in your head. Right?
I know it's all my... But I hear... I'm sorry. Let me just digress for a second, Tulani. I'll come back to you now. I have the same headphones. I've been using the same make of headphones for the last 20 years. There's a sound that I want to hear in my head that I know we're doing a show. If it isn't right, I don't think it feels like Mickey Mouse to me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I'm calm now.
All right.
Things are back to normal. All right. So when we talk about celebrities and influence, what kind of money can these people charge?
Oh.
Like the Kardashians, that's what they do. That's all they do.
Yeah.
And they'll do sponsorships, branded stuff in their TV show. They'll do branded
Instagram.
Tweets. Yeah.
And it's, I mean, these are upwards of millions and millions of dollars, you know. And Mama Chris, you know, she takes that 15% cut.
She's made a pile of them. She and Ryan Seacrest are the ones who've done the best out of them.
I mean, they are manipulating us to this whole country and this world.
Do you think that jewelry heist was fake?
No.
You think that was real?
That was real.
But it has turned out to be it has turned out to be very profitable for Tim.
Absolutely.
I was watching a snippet the other day about how those few months that she went off social media. She gained like an extra million followers. Mm-hmm. And now that she started posting again, they've managed to calculate how much more money she's going to be making.
She was salivating to post again. She was, oh my God, I can't Snapchat.
She's
oh God.
She's got nothing to live for. Right? If she's not on social media, she doesn't exist.
Exactly. And there her sisters, Kylie and Kendall, are all posting and she's like watching all of this. You know she's watching all
of it. Who's full of shit? Who are we sick of following on Instagram? Who are we tired of seeing posting pictures of their great holidays? Who do we not give a damn about anymore? Come on.
Because
people fall off the radar, right?
Yeah, I think, I mean,
who's irrelevant? Come on, Tulani, I know you know. Who should we forget about? Who are we tired of seeing and hearing from?
Gosh.
Mabali Moloi?
No.
I don't think I was ever relevant.
No.
Gareth Cliff?
No. I think the people that are relevant now, I don't know. Gosh, you're putting me on spot here.
Okay, well, because you don't want to say anything mean. I know you.
I'm not mean.
Bitchy. Yeah, you could be super bitchy, but I don't think you want to right now. I just found, like, over the holidays, I unfollowed a bunch of people, and I unfollowed them on Twitter and on Instagram and on Facebook because I'm just sick of... I don't want to know how you think the best parts of your life need publicity, but actually you're a miserable person.
Yeah.
And I don't care what you've got materially.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in your possessions. These people are constantly taking pictures of what they have.
Yeah.
Watches and rings and outfits and
yeah.
Who cares, right?
I mean, this is what social media has, you know, pushed the public and society to do. You know, this is what people are interested in. I don't know why. I mean, keeping up with the Joneses? Is it? I really don't understand it. Look, I mean, we've all posted stuff, you know, that you think, that was a little brag tweet or brag post.
Who's the flashiest person in South Africa when it comes to these
kinds? Sameezy,
yeah. Yeah, but I mean, Sameezy does live this incredible life.
Yeah,
he really
does. And unapologetically.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a problem. I mean, he's posting.
He did tell me, I got behind the scenes once and asked him how he did this. He did this one Instagram post where he put up a video of himself jumping into the pool, but like in slow motion and the splash. And it was, you know, he's a choreographer. He's a dancer.
Right.
So he did it so beautifully, but... He said he set the phone up on a bench. He set the timer. It was him on his own.
Yeah.
And when you hear that, it doesn't sound as glamorous.
But then what's the purpose of Instagram then?
I thought he had a bunch of people. Like
a team.
Yeah, like he had this...
Wardrobe, stylist,
yes, exactly.
Lighting.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sameezy. Can we do it again? We've got a little bit of water on the lens. But instead, it's him. He just puts his camera there, sets the timer, and he does it. I mean, obviously, he said he did it 5 or 6 times before he was happy.
Right.
But you've got to admire that someone who cares about posting that much is going to post some quality stuff and deserves every follower they get.
I choose. Like you said, you've unfollowed a couple of people. I want my feed to be funny. I want my feed to be rich people and hot guys. That's all I want on my feed, on my Instagram.
All right, who's really rich? We'll get to the hot ones later, but who's really rich?
There's people on Instagram that I follow that don't show their faces, and they don't show their identity, but they show their
stuff,
their fashion, their stuff.
Okay. Their wealth.
There's a couple of Instagram profiles, but some of them are really obnoxious, like 25-carat diamond ring, Hermes
birthday.
I mean, but yeah, I'll double tap. I'll still double tap, you know.
Who's hot that we need to follow?
Ashley Graham at the moment. I started following her and she is beyond sexy. Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Girl, she's really, really hot. Definitely the Ashley. The Ashley Graham. Very, very sexy. She's on America's Next Top Model, the new season.
Okay.
And she's I hate the words plus size.
Oh, I remember. We spoke about this model.
Yeah.
She is hot.
She's beautiful.
I was already following.
Oh, right. There you go.
Thick thighs save lives.
Nice. Thick thighs save lives, yeah.
All right. Who else?
Entertaining. Fuck Jerry.
Who?
Fuck Jerry.
Who's that?
F-U-C-K-G-E-R-R-Y on Instagram now. It's hysterical profile.
What is Fuck Jerry?
It's just a bunch of memes and a bunch of funny videos, and it's hysterical.
All right, very nice.
Yeah. So I always want my feed and my social media to be happy. You know, no time for negativity.
None of these miserable people.
Yeah, no, none of
that. Are you sad about Obama?
This morning, I woke up crying.
Did you hear any of the speech?
Yeah, I did. I woke up crying. You know, the part of beyond emotional. Jeez. And I was contemplating wearing my Obama T-shirt today to the interview, but yeah.
You didn't. So
didn't.
You could have looked like more of a fanboy.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Well, listen, I always like talking to you. We must keep in touch, and you must come and pop in here regularly.
Absolutely.
To give us updates on who's in and who's out.
Yeah, for sure.
In fact, we should do a list. I'll give you some time to compile this.
Okay.
Every
annual.
No, let's do it monthly.
Okay.
Don't mess around.
It's like an ongoing ranking thing, like in sport.
Like an actual rank. We rank South Africa's most well-known people. It could be sports stars. It could be entertainers.
I'm in.
It could be rappers. It could be whatever.
I'm in.
Okay, we'll do a monthly list, and yours is the definitive list.
Right.
We'll publish it across social media. We'll put it here on cliffcentral.com. And every month, if you're not on the list, you don't matter, and your value goes down. And people will drop you as an endorsement.
Exactly.
They don't care about you. If you're not on our list, you don't matter.
You got to be posting those Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, there we go.
All of that.
You got to know which stuff to have, not just Louis Vuitton. You don't want just any old bag.
And the selfie timers.
God damn it. All right, Tulani, nice to see you, man.
Likewise. Congratulations on the new studio. It's amazing.
Yeah. We're expanding, and obviously with all the things that have been going on in the last 6 months, we've got lots of stuff still ahead.
Amazing.
Thank you, man. All right, good to see you.
Thank you.
There we go. Everybody, Tulani Khadebe, and we will check in with him again soon.
This is CliffCentral.com.